Hi, Georgina here from Gem Writing, and today we're going to talk about why your why is the key that will mobilise and engage your audience. Now, this is quite advanced stuff, but if you want to connect with customers in this noisy internet age, you need to give your audience a reason to care about what you do. And it's for this reason that it pays to uncover your deep-rooted emotional why. Now, let me explain. You see, your why goes far beyond the benefits of your products and services, and instead it taps into the deeper philosophy of your business. Your why talks about your purpose and the impact that you want to make on the world. Your why gives your message meaning, and it opens up a possibility for your customer. As such, when your why aligns with what your customers want, they'll listen. And if you don't believe me, let's take a quick look at a couple examples from history. For example, Martin Luther King. He changed civil rights in America because he had a vision. His dream connected with tens of thousands of people, and they marched because they believed and wanted the same as him. And more recently, Steve Jobs transformed the way we perceive and interact with gadgets. Apple stood for thinking differently. And when people saw how Apple aligned with their identity, they queued for hours to be among the first to buy a new release. Now that's the power of your why. So how do you turn your why into a powerful marketing message? Well, when it comes to attracting customers, you'll find that your why is far more important than your what. But despite this, very few business owners communicate and tell their customers why they get out of bed in the morning. And I think there are three reasons for this. Firstly, you may never have given much thought to your why. Secondly, you may know your why, but perhaps you don't appreciate its significance to your message. And thirdly, you may know your why, but be unsure how to share it in a meaningful way. So let's look at each of these in turn, starting with defining and identifying your why. Now, your why is a strange concept. For some people, it's blatantly obvious. For others, it's an elusive concept they struggle to grasp. Now, I've found you can't force your why. That's because it's something that comes from deep within your core. As such, your why is a reality that your subconscious will reveal when you really ask. And if you want to get philosophical here, I believe your why is only revealed when you're ready to receive. Now, of course, there's a financial incentive tangled up in your why. And I call these inward-looking whys. Like me, you may have children for whom you want to create a better life. And you may have lifestyle aspirations too that you need money to fund. And sure, part of the reason you're in business is to fulfill those desires. But when you love what you do and you're living on purpose, you'll find there's a deeper driver. These are your outward looking whys. And I find that these drivers are often connected with the intangible reward you get from doing the thing that you love. As Steve Jobs says, it's about making your dent on the universe. Oh God, I'm just in love with that powerful image. I just think it's stunning. So what is it for you? Now, you don't have to sit around and wait for a moment of enlightenment. You can prompt your thinking by asking some probing questions. So why do you jump out of bed in the morning? Why do you get excited about what you do? What do you believe is your life's purpose? Now, the trick is to keep asking those questions. Don't accept the first answer as the truth. Instead, continually probe. What you'll find initially is you get the superficial stuff at the beginning. But if you keep asking why and digging deep, you'll get a much deeper response. And eventually you'll arrive at the truth. You'll find your why and your intuition will confirm. Once you've uncovered your why, you'll have in your hands a piece of marketing gold. That's because your why gives your business activity a deeper, meaningful purpose. And when your perfect who discovers this message, it will connect with them too. And as an example, let's talk about my copywriting business. Now, I'm sure you're aware there are thousands of copywriters out there, and clearly I'm not a good fit for every client. So why would somebody choose me? Well, this is where my big why can help, and how my big why can differentiate my offer from what else is available. Now, my why is, I believe it's my purpose to make a stand for your voice, for my customer's voice. I want to help people communicate their ideas, their business ideas, through words. You see, I believe if you've got a product or service that makes a positive difference, then it's your responsibility to get that message out there. Because if you don't, then your customers' lives are missing the impact that you can make. But as you can imagine, if you're the type of person who struggles to get a brilliant idea from your head onto paper, then communicating a compelling message can become an enormous headache. You see, it's not enough to just chuck some words onto a page. You have to craft a message so that it speaks to your perfect who and engages them and encourages them to take action. You need to create a message that grasps attention and takes your audience on a journey of discovery, of being informed, of being educated, of being inspired, of being entertained, whatever that is for you. So going back to my why, I've discovered that in addition to writing copy, I can get inside my customers' heads in a good way. I can create the listening space that allows people's ideas to flow. In fact, I've lost count of the times people have told me that they've shared things with me they've never told anyone else. And I'm here to articulate people's ideas in a meaningful way, as if every word was written by you. And I'm not about the hard, pushy sell. And I'm not about using devious, manipulative copy tricks to force people to take action. That kind of hard, uncomfortable sell just doesn't sit comfortably with me. Instead, I like to help people create content that builds relationships and builds their know-like trust factor, whilst connecting your perfect message with your perfect who in an emotional way. Now, it took me a while to figure out my why. And once you've got it, you can't talk about it in a way that sounds like you're showing off. You need to avoid those cheesy, corny marketing soundbites. And that brings me on to number three. How do you communicate your why in a meaningful way? Well, you need to infuse your why throughout everything that you do. And remember, you have to make your why about your customers. What will they get as a result of your passionate belief? You see, your why isn't about bragging. Is about opening up possibilities to your customer and subtly proving why you are best placed to help. So in my case, I can talk about my why in a number of ways. For example, I can talk about the importance of your message and why it matters, the value of getting under the skin of what you really want to say and having someone who can help you do that. I can talk about the impact on your business and your life when your voice is heard. And of course, the benefit of building relationships in your business and the long-term value that brings. And these big ideas can be woven throughout your content. It's not as if you describe your why in one place and one place only. Instead, you can share it for your backstory, weave it into your guarantee, use it to describe how you'll work with customers, infuse your why into the benefits of your product and service, and even share anecdotes and stories in your blog posts and your messages and your emails. I think your why is one of the most undervalued and underutilized marketing messages. And if you can identify the reason you do what you do and communicate this in an articulated and compelling way, it can have a massive impact on the success of your business. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to seeing your why communicated in a piece of content very soon. Thanks for listening.